Whoever will forever must endure. Whosoever will, 'tis life forevermore. Whosoever well may come. Whosoever will, whosoever will, send the proclamation over veil and till. 'Tis the loving Father calls the wanderer home. Whosoever well may come. Thank y'all. Don't you just love electrons?
They never go where you want them to.
So if you're at home, if you're watching on Facebook, I know you probably lost a service there. Hopefully you've joined back with us. That was part of the problem that we were having, that we were trying to get corrected there. And let me grab this. All right. On your prayer list, hopefully at home, you've had a chance to get over to the website to download that under HighlandBaptistChurch.com, under the info tab there. If you haven't, go ahead and get that done. Hopefully you got one of these in person. We're going to go through these and get any updates that maybe you have of any that are on here. So let me just give you a few as we go through the Highland Baptist Church family side. We'll start with Amy Jackson about halfway down. She is going to be having another lung biopsy. They found some other things that showed up on the last scans. So they're going to be doing that to make sure that it's not anything. Hopefully it's not, and we'll be praying for that. Continue to remember George Duncan in your prayers with his medical issues, Ken Tatum with his bone cancer and chemo treatments, Diane Tatum with her hip issues, Gordon Jackson recovering at home, Tommy Griffin with his continued medical issues. He's back home now and still doing rehab, but we just changed that to his medical issues that he has. And then remember Cindy Ingram, who's continuing to recover at home also. Any others for the, excuse me, for the Highland Baptist Church family side there? All right, on the friends and family side, about halfway down, we'll start there with Jack Young. Keep him in your prayers. Phil Jones. Rhonda Morris, I spoke with Ann this week about her. She still has some ongoing issues, had a procedure recently, not